I'm back, and my voice works. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hanlon. This is the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Mark Scogarbo is down in the Twin Cities today, joining us by phone. I was there over the weekend at Lake de Montreville, a Jesuit retreat center. I mentioned on Thursday's program that I was headed down there, and from Thursday night through last night, attended a silent retreat there that was marvelous. Absolutely enjoyed it. How are you, Mark?
Well, I'm amazed. I got to ask the first question that many people are wondering. Did you speak? Did you stub your toe? Did you blurt?
No, I did not. And they actually allow a little recreation hour after the dinner on Friday and Saturday night. On Friday night, I chose to, you know, since I was the rookie there, my first time. A lot of these folks have been going. There was one guy there 45 years.
Really?
A lot of these people that go same weekend every year. In fact, the first person I see when I walk in is my uncle, Laverne, my mom's brother from Canby,
wow,
Minnesota. And I immediately went over and said, my gosh, I didn't know you were going to be here. And it was his 29th year. Been going with a group of fellows from Marshall, Minnesota, and Ivanhoe and Canby, Minnesota. And
wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty neat. Anyway, so the first night I just decided to not even take advantage of the 1 hour where you could talk. And then on Saturday night, another a friend of mine from Bismarck was there, Will Gardner. And so I went for a little walk with Will and just chatted a little bit because it was his first retreat, too. So it was kind of nice to compare notes. But otherwise, no. And, you know, you really find yourself just really cherishing that silence. So I didn't miss it, to tell you the truth. And it really is, it's really neat. In fact, the cabin that I was in was not air conditioned. It was a pretty hot weekend, so there were a fan in the room, and it's really, I mean, you know, you have just literally a bed and a desk, right? No phone, no TV, no.
I mean, you really kind of felt like a monk, didn't you?
A little bit, yeah. And there actually is a Carmel a monastery, a little both a cloistered nunnery and also I forget what they call or monks stay, but adjacent to the property. And those folks, that's all they do. They pray for a living. They don't talk. But you get a little sense of that, obviously, over this 3 day retreat. So it was pretty neat. But one time, after 3 days of this, the fan sounded like noise. I normally love a fan, right? It's just very soothing. And so I found myself even turning the fan off. That's how much you come to just sort of cherish the silence. And it's, you know, this beautiful setting at Lake Elmo, Minnesota, along this lake, and you know the grounds are pretty pretty extraordinary. They've had since the 40s, so they know what they're doing.
Scott,
they know what they're doing. I slept fine. I mean, I didn't sleep a lot, but anyway, I did some. I enjoyed it. I really did. And I was completely unplugged on the news. So I'm literally got home last night at midnight and having to plug back in on the news headlines here, including plans for 100. How big is it? Forget how many story building, $125 million skyscraper in downtown Fargo on the front page of the Sunday Forum. That's quite the sight.
Yeah.
Holy buckets.
I believe in the last 2 years, or at least the last year and a half, or for a good while, several many months anyway, this is the longest time you and I have gone without talking or texting or something.
Yeah, I know, and I was unplugged. I actually called on the recreation hour on Saturday, and I called home. To check in with Maria and the kids who had a busy, busy weekend, and I felt bad that I was missing it, so I wanted at least to check in there. And tonight I'm heading up to Grand Forks.
One more question that you may feel uncomfortable about this, but did you have a sense of any epiphany or anything that you would like to share with anybody, any insights? Or, you know, you really made a spiritual commitment. Literally, you fasted from speaking, and oftentimes, in an environment like that, somebody will get a nudge or a nuance or an epiphany that maybe
yeah,
it's just for your own edification. But do you have anything you can share?
Yeah, no, epiphany might not be the right word, but you really, I mean, when you go off grid, as I call it, for that long, you know, it's hard not to have, you know, okay, say I'm 48, look at those past 48 years, look at the next, you know, however many years you have, and think, okay.
Right.
What do I want to do differently that I've, you know, done these previous 48 years? So you get a lot of time for soul searching. So it works. I mean, they know what they're doing. St. Ignatius, back in the 15th century started this, right? These exercises, and they work. So no, it was great, and I did, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and hope to do it again without question.
Well,
by the way, Pope Francis on Syria had declared a worldwide day of prayer and fasting for Syria, and here I was already in midst of prayer and joined in on the fast as well for lunch and dinner. And I see we don't have a lot of movement on that, but we do have Heidi Heitkamp now trying to kind of strike some middle ground and propose a 45-day window in which Syria would have to sign a chemical weapons ban or face military action. You know, I'm having a hard time with that. I don't know all the details. We're going to talk a little bit about it on the show today. But, you know, anybody that uses chemical weapons, what good would their signature on a piece of paper be, is what I'm wondering. It's sort of like gun control, right? I mean, a gun control doesn't work for guys that are willing to, you know, men or women, anybody evil enough to want to, you know, kill people. Gun control doesn't work, right? All you do is keep guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. It seems to me another form of gun control. You know, it's chemical weapon control, but you got to trust the person that's entering in their agreement. Seems very naive to me.
You know, somebody asked Kerry in London what we could do or what Syria could do to avert U.S. military action. And he said, well, they could turn in every single bit of their chemical weapons. He said, without delay next week. But he said, that isn't going to happen. It can't be done. So basically, Kerry said that's impossible, kind of for the same reasons. Then Putin says there's no evidence. Kerry's a liar. And now, because of this dilly-dallying and dithering, Russia's moving assets, battleships, and people speculate submarines into the area. Now Putin says he will help his buddy Assad. And so this thing is getting kind of grim.
Yes, it is. It really is. And I see President Obama's going to Congress tomorrow to make the case.
He apparently was able to get Saudi Arabia and the Emirates of Kuwait, a few of our Middle East allies who have very, very small munitions. They've got an enormous amount of money, but he's at least got support from some of the oil, the Arab states in the region.
Chris just tells me I thought he was going to Congress. I guess it's just a public address. Huh? He's going to make the.
Yeah, he's already gone. Yeah, he's already brought the case to Congress, and now he's going to address the nation. And but the thing is, when he said his credibility wasn't on the line because he didn't say red line, everybody saw him say it. He said specifically a red line would be a bunch of chemical weapons moving around or using them, and he said this well before Syria did it anyway. His credibility is shot. That's the sad truth of it. And so he's in big trouble, but here's the sad thing, except for Fox and Judge Jenny, who said that really after he left the guys on the rooftop in Benghazi, almost a year ago, promised to get justice for them, he has no credibility. So Benghazi is coming back, and now guess what? In 2 days, we have 9/11 again, the anniversary. No arrest. Yeah,
exactly.
No prosecution. No justice.
And I am glad that Benghazi is back, at least in the news, and is being mentioned as part of the Syrian effort as well, so that's good. A couple other stories we're going to unpack here for you. We'll try and understand this proposal for a skyscraper in greater detail. Look forward to that. The school board controversy and the undermining of the tax relief that the legislature had put in place in Grand Forks remains in the news. School board meeting to discuss that is happening tonight. I want to find out more about this judge's ruling, unusual ruling on grandparent visitation. The attorneys are a bit shocked there, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Let's see, what else? This white supremacist leader is going to visit Leith, North Dakota.
He actually said they want to take over the town.
Yeah,
this is a national group, so this is getting a little bit more serious.
Do you ignore that, or do you counter that? Do you, I don't know what the best way is to handle that. Let me ask our listeners a little bit about that today. How about this?
That's very tough.
How about this 107-year-old Arkansas man? Killed in a shootout with SWAT.
That's outrageous.
All I've seen is the headline. I don't know much more about it, but I have a hard time believing a 107-year-old man was a threat worthy of the SWAT team, is my first initial blush, but I guess you never know. It is Arkansas, after all, so maybe there's something in the water down there, I think. But anyway.
I had an amazing experience last night. I went to a hospital here in Maplewood, and
you're gonna have to tantalize us with that tease, and we'll find out more about that story when we check sports at the bottom of the hour. Mark Skogerbo and I back, and we'll also check with Steve Bach and talk about what's on your mind stories next.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day: what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
20 past the hour, we continue. Hi, friends, it's Scott Helen. Along with Steve Bakken, what's on your mind? This is the preview hour, and coming up next hour, we're going to chat with Charlie Nelson of Empower the Taxpayer and talk a little bit about their ongoing watch of how these different battles are being handled with the tax relief that came from the state legislature to the political subdivisions. We're going to talk with Kent Settring of PetroServe USA. They are a more and more an increasing player in the convenience store fueling business all across North Dakota. What in the world are you doing?
Well, we're working, Scott. That's what I always do. We're broadcasting from the oil conference here in Bismarck at the Civic Center today. So
you're talking and setting up or something. It sounded as though you were, you know, shoveling some sort of, I don't know what, with heavy machinery or something. But
well, I dropped some equipment, so I had to pick it up.
Yes, sir. Anyway, Kent Satring is going to be here because they just recently announced they're moving their headquarters from Minnesota to North Dakota because of taxes.
Hey, I know the answer to this. I know the answer why. Because North Dakota's open for business. We'll have to ask them if it was the billboard that got them to move.
But it certainly sheds a little light on that quote-unquote controversy. So that'll be interesting. Anyway, a couple of guests. Question on Heidi Heitkamp, the proposal that she's put forward on Sirius. She's suggesting a 45-day, I don't know, what do you call this, a cooling-off period, in which Syria would be given an opportunity to sign a chemical weapons ban or face military action. What do you think of the compromise? What do you think of the proposal?
Well, I think it's a good idea rather than rushing into something or chemical weapons, something that needs to be addressed. Yes, is it the United States that needs to address it? No. That's a global issue. We shouldn't be the police force for the entire country on something like that. Now, the question I've got is the rationale behind it strictly due to the fact that Senator Heitkamp is running interference for the president and trying to give him an out? I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, and obviously she would be, want to carry something like that, right? Sort of propose the, look to understand that there's some political peril in it, propose this idea, and, yeah, for one, I think it's a dumb idea. I mean, it'd be like saying, one of these school shooters, well, just sign a ban that you won't use, weapons and take them into a school. I mean, it's rather than gun control, it's chemical weapons control, and you have to assume the person on the other side of the agreement is trustworthy. Clearly, Syria, that's already used chemical weapons, is not. So, who are you signing the agreement with? That's crazy.
And Assad's out today. He's doing six different interviews on six different networks. And I think, I guess we'll find out after the interviews. Is it legit? Because there's been a lot of doubt on whether or not his regime is actually the ones that did the chemical attacks. And I don't know if we have that answer yet.
So anyway, we'll ask our listeners what you think of the Heitkamp proposal here. It looks like Congressman Kramer has heard loud and clear from North Dakotans that they want a thumbs down on this proposal of the president's, and Senator Hovind, same thing. Opposed to military action as of right now. So this will be one we'll continue to watch a little bit. This white supremacist leader that's coming to Leith, North Dakota, I'm wondering if this isn't worthy of, I've sort of violated this already, but if we shouldn't, just scratch this one from the list and ignore that it's happening, or do you think it needs to be countered, and some pushback there?
Well, when we dug into this earlier, it's, the money that was coming to buy up all this property was not coming out of the individuals that are actually in Leith. When you follow the money trail, it goes back to California. It's California white supremacists. The California white supremacists, they're the ones that were funding this land acquisition. You hear those horror stories all the time, what's going on in Idaho, and you want North Dakota to become Idaho. I don't think so.
And, that's kind of a hard one for me because there's part of me that wants to just, blast the idea of this guy coming. On the other hand, that's exactly what they want. So I know some folks were conflicted with us even bringing up the situation and talk about it. But anyway, we'll allow our listeners to weigh in on that one today as well on the program. Look forward to that conversation. What do you make of the proposal for a $125 million skyscraper in downtown Fargo, which would dwarf the current tallest building in the state, which is the state capitol? Does that matter to anybody? That's always kind of a symbolic thing. And
I don't know if it matters as much as the fact that, from my understanding, there's been public money tied to this, or at least a request for public money. Should you be spending public money when you don't have a downtown or a city that's secured from flooding issues? How dare you?
Well, I think that's part of the proposal, right? I think that's part of the dollars they're talking about here. And I've read the story from beginning to end, and I'm not completely clear on, how the public dollars would tie in.
Well, it's free enterprise. If you can build it and fund it and fill up the occupancy on your own on a private project, good for you. You know, flooding be damned. But when you've got a downtown that's still prone to flooding and nothing put in place to mitigate that flooding, and now you're going to ask for public dollars when you don't even have the dollars to secure your downtown from and the citizens from flooding,
I think the public dollars are the flood related dollars and also the city hall. But what I don't understand is, they've got a proposed performing arts center as part of this. They got a civic center, convention center upgrade, and then city hall. But that's all separate from the skyscraper. But they're talking about it in the same vein and adding a flood wall in there as well. So I think they're hearing your concern that they want, the flood wall and the other buildings protected before this thing goes forward is what I can gather out of this. I don't know.
We're talking about all these other projects, and now you're not just talking about putting up a skyscraper, a new building, an office complex, or a new facility. Now you're tying in a civic center project, a city hall, blah, 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 blah. It's starting to get to the area of one of those P3s, those private-public partnerships, because it doesn't sound like it's just a regular business venture standing on its own anymore.
Well, but that conflicts with this idea that Doug Burgum of the Kilbourne Group told the forum he's an anchor tenant away from going ahead with the 23-story building with a working moniker of Dakota Place.
So, he's talking.
I don't think so. That's what I'm. Trying to get at. Anyway, we'll dig into that a little bit as well. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Steve and I'll be chatting with you, taking your calls on what's on your mind, straight ahead on these topics and more.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
One email after another is pouring in here with a question about the Rush Limbaugh program for listeners in the Fargo-Moorhead market. The radio station that has been covering Rush Limbaugh has waved the white flag on conservative talk on the FM dial. I'd love to have some of these stories that are written on these changes reflect some of the hype at the time they come to be, but I remember being a skeptic when that endeavor was announced, and I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Anyway, and of course, for Rush Limbaugh fans, it's tough because it's like, okay, where the heck is he now? I mean,
and he's number one.
And disruptive. But anyway, the question we're getting overwhelmingly is, will you consider adding Rush to the 11-2 slot? The answer to that is yes. We're working on trying to track down folks and express some interest there, obviously. AM 1100 was the home for Rush Limbaugh from 2008. Brought him back, actually, to the Fargo-Moorhead market, and we continue to hear from folks over a huge swath of the area into South Dakota, well into Minnesota, and as well as eastern North Dakota, who always appreciated hearing Rush. Mark is in that slot now in Fargo, but in Tioga already is in 2-5, so obviously the Freedom Poet could adjust a little bit. And so anyway, long story short, yes. And if you'd like to hear Rush back on AM 11, the best thing you can do is call us, because we'll forward all those messages on to Rush and make sure he hears them. So you can call us at 855-200-1776 and leave a message. Rush, I want you back on the flag. Rush, you should be back on the flag. You just leave us those messages or email us something similar. Just Scott at flagfamily.com, Mark at flagfamily.com, any of our team will make sure that those messages get passed on. It does make a difference.
You know, for some of the people that have become such loyal listeners to the Common Sense Club, I want you to know that I would be absolutely delighted to follow Rush Limbaugh and then be at the same time both in Tioga and on the flag. You know, that would help everybody. But it's a lot of logistics, a lot of expense. This is not an easy situation, but I'm certainly ready, willing, and happy to do it.
So anyway, stay tuned, and if you're genuinely interested in something like that, you can play a role by picking up the phone and letting your voice be heard on it. So. And I would imagine at 11 o'clock today, that probably will pick up some.
Oh,
because
my.
People are going to be going, what the heck? Because it is changed from a conservative talk station to a rock radio station now. Rock 102 is back. So, anyway.
Hart was ever in conservative talks.
No, I would tend to agree with you there. Pretty obvious from the get-go that was the case. Whereas for us, it's a passion, right? It's been we've all had blood, sweat, and tears to show for it, and a lot of sleepless nights to get this back up and cranking, which is why we cherish members of the Freedom Club and others that have helped us to do that, and the advertisers as well. But we know that we have a good, wonderful, loyal audience out there, and we certainly appreciate you very much. So we have Rush Limbaugh in the oil patch, booming to the Bakken, the only talk radio out there on KTGO, and we'd love to have him back on AM 1100. So if you'd like to see it happen too, just let us know, 855-200-1776. Just make your appeal directly to Rush, and we'll forward it on. Same thing by email. All right, this is the time we check some sports. And you were going to maybe tie in your Tea Party talk down there in the Twin Cities with a little Twins baseball. Did you make that happen?
I didn't make it to the Twins, and actually, you know, I'm kind of relieved. The Albers lost. They got swept. Twins are floundering. The other sad baseball news is the Red Hawks lost three in a row to the team from Ohio, from Gary. So that was tough, but a great season from the Red Hawks. They're done. The Rail Caps pitched a shutout to wrap it up on Saturday. So congratulations to a wonderful team, a wonderful year, Red Hawks, and look forward to watching you next year. The Twins managed to lose their 10th straight home game, and they are floundering. The Duno might have a hurt shoulder. But on the bright side, 18,979 fans showed up to see the Bison win their 15th straight home opener, 56-10. How about that? And Coach Bolt, he reached 91 wins, tying him with Hager for the most all time.
Unbelievable.
So that was a pretty auspicious event. And then the Manning brothers, really, they put up 11 touchdowns, 912 yards over the weekend. But Peyton lost for the first time in Dallas to the Cowboys because of six turnovers. But he threw for four touchdowns, his brother for seven. Then the Pack, they lost for the third time in a year to San Francisco. That was tough. Serena reclaimed the U.S. Open title, her fifth. She's in love, playing the best tennis of her life. And now it's Djokovic and Nadal, the storied, kind of the hot rivalry in the world of tennis right now. They're going for the men's title tonight. And Concordia won, but in the Potato Bowl, sorry to say, UND lost to South Dakota State, and that's a wrap.
By the way, a couple of emails for you here already. One, you've already violated. It came in earlier. I forgot to share it with you. It said, please do not bore us with a report on the minor league baseball team from the Minneapolis area that's masquerading as a major league team. Please. It's pylon time for the Twins.
It is, and pylon time for Ponder.
We have another
receptions, you know, and Adrian's first touch of the ball, he rushes for a touchdown. The next 17 carries, he averages less than a yard a carry. We know he did his part. The line didn't. Both lines of the ball really played poorly. The fans graded the coaches of the Vikings with an F in a poll here in the Minneapolis Tribulation this morning.
I don't know. This emailer is talking about the Twins, though, you realize. I don't know
if you knew that, that's why you
pivoted to the Vikes.
It's hard to keep smiling with the way the Twins are acting. I got to agree with him. But their family, that's my disclaimer, is, you know, Albers is a rookie. He gave up two solo home runs, pitched really good. We've got some bright spots. We got a young team. I'm looking forward to next year.
And another emailer wanted to hear about the highlights of the Deacon football game Friday night. The jackrabbit that hopped out midfield. Great game.
Oh.
I wonder if somebody got a picture of that. There's a lot of jackrabbits out there. I see a lot of our church is just adjacent to Shanley High School at the St. Anne's and Joachim Church. And there's a field between Shanley and Sullivan and the church. And you always see jackrabbits hopping through there. So
that was the name of my high school team, the Carlston Rabbits. Doesn't that sound ferocious?
It does, very.
Yes.
And I'm also supposed to tell you
to pray with a 103-year-old man. He was clear as a bell, still driving his own car. But he had some chest problems, ended up in the hospital. I went in and prayed with John Olson, just a neat, neat guy. His skin looked like Lessa, but his eyes were clear and his mind was clear. He's going to be 104 on the 9th of November. He was born in 1909. Just a great guy.
How about that? That's pretty cool. That was the story you were going to, you mentioned earlier that that brought you to the hospital.
Yeah, he just can't drive at night, and so he's going to get released this morning from the hospital.
So now, how did you meet this fella?
Well, somebody just asked me to go and pray with him. He was alone. His wife had died last year, and so I was happy to do it. I was in the hospital, went and prayed with him. As you know, I go sometimes as a chaplain. I parked in the chaplain parking place and go in and see if I feel led to pray with someone, and got an opportunity to pray with him, and he really appreciated it. Just a fine Catholic man, and I told him, did he mind if a Protestant would pray with him, and he thought that would be just wonderful. So, clear as a bell, 103, sharp, smart, very, very good man.
That's neat. All right, some calls are coming in at our request.
Rush, we'd love to have you back in Fargo at 11 a.m. We want you here, baby.
There you go.
You know,
that's the kind of appeals. Here's a couple more. Keaton coming, by the way. This is good.
Hi, this is Hal Ecker calling from Fargo, North Dakota. And I'd sure like to hear Rush Limbaugh on 1100 AM. It'd be nice to get him again where we could hear him outside a 100-mile radius of the Fargo-Moorhead area. And we'd sure appreciate it. We'll listen to him every day. Thank you.
Every one of these is going to go down to Rush directly, just so you know. So here's your chance to weigh in with Rush.
Yeah, I'd like to get Rush Limbaugh to be back on the flag.
If we have to raise X amount of bucks, these kind of phone calls will help us, sell some ads. So.
Yeah, I'd like to, if Rush Limbaugh could be back on the flag, then I could actually get him again. That's great programming. Thanks a lot. Bye.
And I've heard that from a lot of people. Here's one from an area code 509. I don't know where 509 is, but let's roll around here.
Down by Marshall.
Good morning. So my name is David Brown, and I'm responding to the message for Rush Limbaugh being on the flag. I work out here. I'm from Western Montana. I live in Eastern Washington. And it's a fabulous thing that you have here, having Rush on the air. And I'd like to see that continue again. Thank you very much. And then my number is 5.
That's nice. He's obviously working on the oil patch. And
right.
I think you're in Rush out there. So we appreciate that very much. Here is another of those callers.
Hey, I think we need Rush back on the flag.
Very heartwarming to hear that from folks who remember fondly Rush's return to the Fargo airwaves from our air. So appreciate that very much. 855-200-1776 is the number, and it's really easy. When you call, you can just click a number and leave a message and make it nice and simple for you. Or you can email us. And, again, scott@flagfamily.com. We'll forward the emails and or the voicemails on down to Rush Limbaugh, but that'll help. And especially folks that are in the outlying areas that have not had him before when he was on FM. I think that's a message you need to hear as well, because, of course, the flag brought Rush Limbaugh to a lot of places that just a Fargo radio station can't do, that we're able to do with that big 50-kilowatt signal. All right, Mark, good chat with you. We'll chat again tomorrow. And, folks, we're going to tell you about the weather coming up next on the What's on Your Mind preview. Stay tuned.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620.
800-237-9620. Ask for Bach and Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hanlon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Is the What's on Your Mind preview. I'm Scott Hinnon. Time to tell you about the weather. We're looking weather-wise here. Today on the program, in the valley, a little bit of a thundershower activity last night. Early morning wake-up call for yours truly. And the rain with thunderstorms will continue. Fargo-Moorhead and parts of the Red River Valley today, and high near 71, light and variable wind becoming north northwest in the afternoon. Chance of precip 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. The farmers that are
still with thirsty crops in the ground, probably happy about that. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. North-northwest wind at 5 to 9, becoming calm in the evening. New rainfall amounts of less than 1/10 of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Calm wind becoming west at 5 to 8 in the afternoon. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. West wind at 5 to 7. Wednesday, sunny, high near 78. Northwest wind at 6 to 14, gusts as high as 18. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 49. Thursday, sunny with a high near 70. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 47. Friday, sunny, high near 71. Friday night, clear, 54. Saturday, some showers, thunderstorms, 71. Next weekend, on your Saturday, 72 on Sunday. Oil patch looks like showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm before 1 today. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 1 o'clock. Mostly cloudy with a high near 73 today. There's a September kind of forecast, isn't it? Looks like we'll have calm winds becoming west 5 to 8 in the afternoon. Chance of precip 70% today. And a new rainfall amounts upwards of 1/4 inch. Higher, obviously, in the thunderstorms tonight. Some showers and thunderstorms possible again, mainly before 9 tonight. Partly cloudy with a low around 55. Tuesday, sunny, high near 77. Tuesday night, clear 53. Wednesday, sunny, mid-70s. Wednesday night, clear, low around 49. Thursday, sunny, 75. Friday, sunny, 77. Saturday, sunny, 77. Sunday, sunny, cooling a bit to 74. Right now, let's check some temps around the region and tell you how we're looking. In Fargo, rain showers in 66 degrees at this hour. That continues. At our tower in Tioga, cloudy sky, 61 degrees. All around the region, Williston at 63, Minot 63. In the Dickinson at 63 degrees. In the east, 64 at Grand Forks Air Force Base and at the airport, 66 Fargo, 64 in Wahpeton, 66 in Jamestown, 63 in the Devil's Lake. Couple of housekeeping notes. One, we're still getting calls, and we appreciate the calls on the Rush Limbaugh programming change to the Fargo-Moorhead radio market. So if you are a Rush Limbaugh fan and are one of those that have emailed us or called us, thank you. We're forwarding all those on to Rush's team and letting them know folks would like to have Rush Limbaugh back on AM 1100 The Flag. We would as well. It's obviously up to them, but we're forwarding that information on and letting them know that there is a listener interest. So if you'd like to weigh in on that, here's how you do it. 855-200-1776. And you just press 1 to leave a message. Simple as that. 855-200-1776. Direct it right to Rush, because he's going to get him and his staff. Want you back on the flag. Want to be able to hear the show outside of Fargo-Moorhead? No, I talked to one fellow in Bismarck who drives cars for different dealerships, and he said far and away, hearing Rush Limbaugh on AM 1100 was the best way I could get it. South Dakota, I could get it down way down southern Minnesota. I mean, really, really was the best way to make sure I could get Rush wherever I was at. So a lot of people appreciate that big signal on AM 1100, The Flag, and let them know you like it, and it'll help. 855-200-1776 or scott@flagfamily.com. Tonight I'll be in Grand Forks. The St. Gianna's Maternity Home is a marvelous facility in northeast North Dakota, up there in beautiful Warsaw. And I have been blessed to be a supporter of theirs, mainly in just voice, in talking about it, and on their advisory board. And tonight they're having a little fundraiser up at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. So I'll be emceeing that. A sacrifice in that I'm leaving the family again after being gone on that three-day retreat. But it's been on the calendar for a while, and it's for a great cause. So if you're in and around the Grand Forks area, I hope you attend tonight at the Alaris Center, the St. Gianna's Maternity Home annual fundraising dinner. A little social at 5:30, dinner at 6 tonight. So hope to see you there. It's on the calendar. All right, we'll crank up with your phone calls as we're joined by K-Fire, KCJB, KLTC, along with AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken, KTGO. And the What's on Your Mind program is straight ahead.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.